Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. You've got 91.9 KPTZ on your FM dial. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you the local news for Thursday, September 22nd. Happy first day of fall, or last day of summer, whatever you choose to call it. One season is ending, and another begins. The equinox arrives at 6:03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tonight. The 39th annual Oyster Run, billed as the largest motorcycle run in the Pacific Northwest, will take place in Anacortes this Sunday, September 25th. We should expect to see a good deal of motorcycle traffic in the area this weekend, especially with the weather as warm and dry as it is. The Washington State Ferries have issued an alert stating that plans are being made for a large influx of motorcycles onto the ferries Sunday, September 25th, especially on the Mukilteo-Clinton and Port Townsend-Coopville routes. Motorcyclists arriving at the Mukilteo-Clinton terminals may be required to line up with all other vehicles due to the high demand. For those traveling on the Port Townsend-Coopville run, a motorcycle reservation is strongly encouraged. The Washington Department of Social and Health Services announced Monday, September 19th, that its COVID-19 Immigrant Relief Fund is open for new 2022 applications. The Washington COVID-19 Immigrant Relief Fund is a community-driven program established by Governor Inslee in August 2020. Over the past 2 years, it's provided financial assistance to 121,000 people who were impacted by the pandemic but were ineligible to receive federal stimulus funds or unemployment assistance due to their immigration status. For the 2022-23 biennium, DSHS received an additional $340 million from the Washington State Legislature to continue its support for this program. The fund provides at least $1,000 in cash assistance for immigrants living in Washington State. Eligible applicants will receive their grants in December 2022 or January 2023 and can apply from September 19th to November 14th, 2022. Applying for the fund is simple, safe, and secure. DSHS will not receive any personally identifiable information from the applications, and all information will be captured and analyzed by a third party. To learn more about the fund and how to apply, individuals can visit immigrantreliefwa.org. With the fall migration underway across the nation, Washington State is preparing for an uptick in highly pathogenic avian influenza. Veterinarians predict newly infected wild birds will join the already infected resident wild waterfowl populations, increasing the risk of transmission to backyard flocks. State veterinarian Dr. Amber Idle says this fall, flock owners should focus on keeping wild waterfowl away from domestic birds. The best way to protect flocks is to follow the instructions SAFE, S-A-F-E. Self-report high numbers of sick or dead birds and report the health of your birds if located nearby an infected flock. Avoid contact with migratory waterfowl. Fence birds out of shared water sources and ponds. Eliminate outdoor feeders, especially at night. Dr. Idle says more birds equals more virus. She adds, there is clear evidence that the virus did not reassort to a less pathogenic form. That's what we were hoping for, but it didn't happen. Installation of girders at the Indian Creek Bridge near Port Angeles on Highway 101 impacted traffic flow on Tuesday and will do so again today. The installation, which, according to the Peninsula Daily News, is part of a project to improve fish passage along the Elwha River tributary, began at 6:30 a.m. Tuesday and will continue until 5:30 p.m. today. Traffic will be stalled on the bypass bridge for 20-minute intervals at least 8 times during the day, according to state DOT officials. The $16.4 million project began in the spring with the removal of an outdated fish barrier and culvert. It is projected to restore more than 11 miles in potential habitat gain for migratory species. DOT is under a 2013 federal court injunction to remove state-owned culverts that impede salmon migration in much of western Washington by 2023. Northwind Arts Showcase Gallery 2023 program has issued a call to artists for submissions. The showcase will open in the Jeanette Best Gallery on February 1st, 2023. The artist entry period opened on September 15th and closes October 13th. Northwind Art will select approximately 20 2D and up to 4 3D artists for the program. Artists will be notified on November 1st. Entries will be submitted through CAFE, an online art entry website. More details are available by searching Northwind Art under the Find Calls link at callforentry.org. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.